This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly endorses Nepal University Bill by majority. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses peaceful revolution for ensuring good governance. Police arrest two more individuals in connection with Lalita Nivas land scam. And July supermoon to appear brighter than usual in the sky this week. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly has passed the Nepal University Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat by a majority yesterday. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Ashok Kumar Rai presented a proposal in a session of the upper house of the Federal Parliament seeking passage of the bill. Similarly, a motion was introduced in the session yesterday seeking deliberations on the bill along with a report of the Legislation Management Committee. The bill, designed to make provisions related to Nepal University, will pave the way for establishing new university. The government had registered the bill in the parliament last November, citing it was necessary to make the higher education and research of high standard useful for life, innovative and timely. Meanwhile, the National Assembly has begun deliberations on the Appropriation Bill 2023 that was earlier endorsed by the House of Representatives. As per the preliminary schedule, the meeting began discussions on the budget allocations to the Ministry of Forests and Environment, the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, the Ministry of Youth and Sports, the Ministry of Urban Development and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies for the upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed a need for a peaceful revolution for ensuring good governance, justice and prosperity. Addressing a program organized yesterday to mark the 12th anniversary of G.P. Koirala Memorial College as well as the 100th birth anniversary of late Prime Minister Girija Prasad Koirala, Prime Minister Dahal said late Koirala's high level of courage and strong willpower would inspire all for change. On the occasion, the Prime Minister recalled the peaceful struggle through the dialogues between him and the then Nepali Congress President Girija Prasad Koirala to bring peace in the country. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government will act more aggressively against corruption, setting a new revolution for good governance. During his meeting yesterday with the CPN Maoist Centre affiliated YCL Nepal officials at Balwata yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government carry out more efforts to promote good governance. The Prime Minister stated that the government would not protect corruption under any circumstances and it was committed to meeting the people's aspirations. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet has said the government is determined to ensure easy and convenient health care services to the poor and needy. Addressing a function organized in Bir Hospital yesterday, the health minister said efforts were being made to provide access to free health care to all citizens within the next 5 years. Minister for Foreign Affairs, N.P. South, is leaving for Azerbaijan today to participate in the ministerial meeting of the Coordinating Bureau of the Non-Aligned Movement. Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the meeting is being held on 3rd to 6th of July 2023 in Baku and the minister is scheduled to address the conference on the 5th of July 2023. During the visit, the foreign minister is scheduled to call on high dignitaries of the government of Azerbaijan and would meet with participating heads of delegation from various countries on the margins of the meeting. Police have arrested two more individuals in connection with the Lalita Nivas land grab scam yesterday. Senior Superintendent of Police Dinesh Acharya of the Central Investigation Bureau of Nepal Police said the Arrestees were the then non-gadgeted first class officer Ramesh Kumar Pokhrel and Dev Narayan Maharjan. Yesterday, police arrested three more alleged culprits on the charge of forging government documents to transfer the ownership of government-owned Lalita Nivas land in Balwata area to private individuals or to fake tenants. Earlier, police arrested four people allegedly involved in the land-grabbing scam and the court has extended their remand. So far, nine individuals have been arrested in connection to the scam, including some high-profile individuals. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Dr. Bibduram Bhushal, inspected the vegetable market which is being constructed at Chobhar. The construction of the market, covering some 23 ropnis of land, has been undergoing for 7 years. He inquired the concerned people and company why the construction works were slow. Talking to media persons following the field inspection, Minister Bhushal blamed that the construction company was irresponsible because the undertaking had to be completed some years back. Minister Bhushal directed the construction company rather to intensify the remaining tasks. According to the minister, coordination and cooperation among three tiers of government is essential to build socialism-oriented economy envisioned by the constitution. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The moon will have us gazing at the sky this evening as it appears brighter and larger than usual. July's supermoon will appear full for up to 3 days, according to NASA. According to BBC, known as a buck moon, it will be closer than normal in its orbit around the Earth. This is because the moon's orbit is not a perfect circle due to the Earth's gravitational pull. Instead, it is elliptical, like an elongated circle or oval. Because of this, there are times in the moon's 27.32-day orbit when it is closer to the Earth and other times when it is further away. A supermoon happens when the moon is at the closest point to Earth in its orbit and also in its full moon phase. August's full moon will be the only supermoon closer to the Earth this year, the publication said. Riots in France appear to be calming after 5 days of violent protests in response to the shooting of a teenager during a police traffic stop. According to the BBC, more than 150 people were arrested on Sunday night compared with more than 700 the night before. Over the last few days, there have been numerous calls for the violence to stop. Mayors have called for people to rally outside town halls on Monday to protest the violence and looting. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in Koshi province, Madhesh province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province, Madhesh province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. National Assembly endorses Nepal University Bill by majority. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses peaceful revolution for ensuring good governance. Police arrest two more individuals in connection with Lalita Nivas land scam. And July supermoon to appear brighter than usual in the sky this week. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.